From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Stand, in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Stand is a tall animal tween with fur the color of warm sand. Her shoulders are always back, her chin lifted.
Her posture isn't a challenge. It says, I am here. I see what is happening. I am not going to pretend I don't notice.
I am Stand. I teach bystander action. It's what you can do when you see cruelty online. You are not powerless.
She teaches the three moves. When you witness cyberbullying, you have three options, and you get to pick the one that feels right.
First, defend. You can publicly support the person with a kind comment. Second, distract. You can change the subject.
Third, document and tell. Take a screenshot of the cruelty and show a trusted adult. This creates a record.
Her family were the witness keepers in their village. They paid close attention and intervened with kindness, but also with clarity.
By age 6, I knew the lesson. Standing up doesn't mean shouting. It means showing up and being ready to act.
She walked to the Safety Forge Academy at 22. The founder, Aegis, asked her one question. What is bystander action?
It is the skill of the three moves. Bullying depends on bystander silence. Breaking the silence breaks the spell.
The bystander is not powerless. The bystander has choices. They have three moves.
Defend. Distract. Document and tell. Pick the move that fits the moment. The point is simply to act.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Sense Digital Citizenship Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.